Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Because the corrupt media is playing it down, the facts of this devastating Robert Hur report, some Americans are not really aware how serious this thing is. So as you know, I'm writing a book called Confronting the Presidents, No Spin Assessments from Washington to Biden. And I have a house full of research. This has really never happened before, where a sitting president is deemed by authoritative figures as being almost senile. Now, Woodrow Wilson had a stroke, and his wife ran the country for more than a year, and nobody knew it, because back then the press didn't have access unless the president wanted the press to. And of course, after Wilson had a stroke, they didn't want anything to do with it. But no other president has really been in this kind of a situation. It's unique. But when you're out and about, if the people that don't follow the news cycle, and I put that at about 50% of us now in this country, adults, they don't care. They're not following it, all right? And they get dribs and drabs here and there. They don't know how serious this is. The reaction to Hur's report has been ferocious, and that is the subject of this evening's talking points memo. So we all got this information about 3:30 last Thursday afternoon. All right, it broke. And the full transcript, this is very important for you to understand. Joe Biden was deposed, all right, by Robert Hur's lawyers, the special counsel's crew. Hur, I think, was there. And every word was transcribed. It's going to be a battle to see that whole transcription. Justice Department isn't releasing it. It's just releasing portions to justify what Hur's conclusion is, and that is, I can't prosecute Joe Biden, even though he did willfully, and that's Hur's word, remove the documents he knew should not have been removed. I can't prosecute him because he's senile. That's basically what it is. And Hur had to put that in there and back it up to justify him not bringing charges. Hur couldn't just say, I'm not going to prosecute Biden because I don't want to. There had to be a reason. So all of this comes out Thursday, right? And the report makes it clear that the president of the United States is in steep cognitive decline, and that the special prosecutor doesn't believe a jury would convict him because of that. Okay. Right away, the NBC News spin machine, and this has never happened in the history of American journalism, but there is a network totally devoted to the Democratic Party, and that is NBC. And here's how they swung into action. Go.
Let's call it what it is. This is ageism snuck into a report clearing the person of any wrongdoing.
If someone says you're too far left, you can tack to the center. You, there's no, the man is 80 years old.
He rides a bike.
He is the age he is. And so it's a very useful political attack for that reason.
This is a lot to do about nothing. The president is incredibly sharp. I am so grateful he is in charge of our country. We need to be focused on ensuring that he gets reelected.
So the way that the president's demeanor in that report was characterized could not be more wrong on the facts and clearly politically motivated. Gratuitous.
Now, Harris doesn't work for NBC, but I had to throw that in. So this is politically motivated, according to the vice president, who I guess missed the entire Justice Department running interference for Hunter Biden for years. I guess she missed that. But now, all of a sudden, the Justice Department is politically motivated to get Joe Biden. This is the thinking of the vice president. Okay. This is crazy. So I wrote a message of the day today, and I blame Jill Biden, the first lady, for this whole fiasco. Okay. And that's my opinion. She, better than anyone, knows the cognitive state of her husband. But she loves the power so much, she doesn't want to give it up. Not about the country. And this is very similar to Nancy Reagan, by the way. And I wrote a column, Dancing with Dementia, on Sunday. You should read both the message and the column. The Reagan Library won't carry Killing Reagan in Simi Valley, California, because we told the truth about Ronald Reagan's mental state and how it fluctuated and Nancy Reagan's role in that. And we backed it up 50 different ways. But the Reagan people didn't want to hear it, just like the Biden people didn't want to hear it. Okay? But Reagan, while he was president, made a remarkable comeback from the assassination attempt. It was dicey for a while. Biden's not going to make any comeback because this is a natural course of events. And I, in the column, talked about my mother. I don't like to do that, but I had to do it to let you know how I know. Okay. So Jill Biden, you know, I hesitate to be too hard on her, but I do believe that she is harming the country. Here's what she said. Quote, I hope you can imagine how it felt to read the attack, not just as Joe's wife, but as Beau's mother. I don't know what the special counsel was trying to achieve. We should give everyone grace. And I can't imagine someone would try to use our son's death to score political points. So in the report, her said that Joe Biden couldn't remember within several years when his son Beau died. Now, I understand the angst of the Bidens on the Beau Biden front. But to label this as a political attack when her had to back up his decision not to prosecute Joe Biden. And he made two points. One, Joe Biden didn't know when he was vice president, didn't know the years, and didn't even know when his son died. That might be harsh. I'm trying to think, would I have done that? I I probably would not have. I would have held it back, but I might have hinted at it. But anyway, I think Jill Biden has a lot of explaining to do. Score political points. I don't know what political points the Justice Department's trying to score here.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Okay, meanwhile, there is a poll, ABC News. It's a flimsy poll, 528 adults. That's nothing, okay? Question, if reelected, Joe Biden would be 82 years old in the start of his second term. And if elected again, Trump would be 78 years old, start of his second term. Do you think only Biden is too old for another term as president? 27%. Only Trump is too old for another term as president? 3%. Both are too old. 59, neither is too old. 11. Second question. As you may know, Justice Department Special Counsel Robert Hurst decided not to criminally charge Joe Biden for his handling of the classified information after he left office as vice president. Do you think Joe Biden should be charged with a crime? Should 38? Should not 34? Don't know 28. Do you think Donald Trump should not have immunity from criminal prosecution for the actions he took while as president? Should have immunity 33? Should not 66? Okay, there's a lot of ideology baked into those conclusions. Again, 528 adults is nothing. I don't know why ABC even bothered. You want to take a sample, take 1,000, 1,500. All right, let's sum this up. There is no political motivation for Robert Hur's report. Okay? It has to go by Attorney General Merrick Garland, who is a devoted Democrat and who has embarrassed himself, in my opinion, by covering for Hunter Biden all these years. It's falling apart, but remember, Garland signed off on that insane plea bargain that the judge threw out where Hunter Biden got nothing and then couldn't be prosecuted for anything he ever did in the future. Merrick Garland said, yeah, okay. These are the people who are now attacking Joe Biden. And that's a memo. All right, let's go to Trump. So Saturday, 2:30, Coastal Carolina University. Trump gives a speech that is always trouble. Why is it always trouble? Because Donald Trump plays to the crowd. So there are 3,000 people inside the Coastal University Center, the HTC Center, and there are about 2,000 outside. Big crowd. So Trump wings it. It's not on a teleprompter. And then as the crowd gets more and more enthusiastic as he attacks Trump, the Democratic Party and Biden and anybody else, Nikki Haley, and then he goes further and further and further. So Trump makes two mistakes, and I'll tell you why they're mistakes in a moment. First one is about NATO. Go.
One of the presidents of a big country stood up and said, well, sir, if we don't pay and we're attacked by Russia, will you protect us? I said, you didn't pay? You're delinquent? He said, yes, let's say that happened. No, I would not protect you. In fact, I would encourage them to do whatever the hell they want. You got to pay. You got to pay your bills.
Okay. So the press then seizes that and throws it out there to obscure the Biden stuff. Now, Trump has been saying this for 10 years, that NATO nations are derelict in their payments, and the United States taxpayer, you and me, are picking up their defense. He's right. The NATO countries have got to pay what they have promised to pay. But then, of course, Trump takes it further. I'll let the Russians do whatever they want to you if you don't pay. And boom, the press grabs it and uses it for their own purposes. Okay, second soundbite is about Nikki Haley. And remember, Trump has already beaten Nikki Haley. Nikki Haley is no threat to Donald Trump. Go.
Then she comes over to see me at Mar-a-Lago. Sir, I will never run against you. She brought her husband. Where's her husband? Oh, he's away. He's away. What happened to her husband? What happened to her husband? Where is he? He's gone.
Why? So her husband, Nikki Haley's husband, is in the Army National Guard. And he was deployed to Africa, where he is right now, with the 218th Maneuver Enhancement Brigade. He's serving his country in the Horn of Africa. Why would you do that? Now, Trump didn't know that. Because, again, he's ad-libbing this. So he didn't know Nikki Haley's husband was serving his country in the Army National Guard in the Horn of Africa. So he's implying that there's some reason the man isn't with Nikki Haley in a campaign trail. This is so self-destructive to Donald Trump and to you people who support him, the MAGA people. Okay? It's self-destructive. Why are you doing this? Don't have to do it. You've already beaten her. And even if it was neck and neck, you don't go after her husband, who's a patriot, do you? But he doesn't think about that. He's caught up in the moment of the rally. And I write about this extensively in the United States of Trump. It's almost two people. So when I sit with him, Donald Trump, and I speak to him, he's lucid. All right? A leads to B, leads to C, leads to D. But once you get him in the rally, boom. And again, Trump should be up by 20 points over Biden. He's up by two. Should be up by 20. Because this stuff happens so much. And of course, the press just takes it and just goes with it all day long. Yeah, Biden might not be able to get out of bed in the morning, but he's better than this guy. This is hurting the country big time, because Trump governed 1,000 times better than Joe Biden. But he's not running on his record. He's running on where's Nikki Haley's husband. Oh. Okay. The Biden White House sent a letter to the press corps. All right. Ian Sam, spokesperson for White House Counsel's Office. Now, Ian is a player. You never heard of him. I never heard of him until a couple of weeks ago. He's a player in the White House. All right. So he sends a letter out. Here is the quote. This is about the Hur report. Instead, many outlets have been reporting striking inaccuracies that misrepresent the report's conclusion about the president. Reporters in the White House briefing room have asked questions that include false content or are based on false premises. No, it is very clear what the special counsel's final report was. He's not going to prosecute Joe Biden for taking classified information because he doesn't believe the jury will convict Mr. Biden because Mr. Biden is mentally challenged. That's it. So Sam's is, you know, he's a propaganda guy. That's what they do. Tony Bobulinski testifies yesterday, basically tells the House Oversight and Judiciary Committees that Joe Biden, as vice president, enabled Hunter Biden to make tens of millions of dollars and the brother, Jim Biden, from foreign concerns, particularly China. Bob Alinsky was involved in a China grift, $9 million, right, sent to the Biden family. So Mr. Bob Alinsky's opinion is that Joe Biden was in this and knew about it. All right, he's attacked immediately by Congressman Jamie Raskin, who is the worst when it comes to doing propaganda. All right, he's from Maryland, ranking member of the House Oversight Committee, so he heard Bob Alinsky. Here's what Raskin said, quote, just as expected, Republican star witness and Donald Trump's political pawn repeated the same debunked and vacuous allegations against President Biden, recycled from Trump's 2020 campaign. Over the course of his more than 8-hour long interview, Mr. Bob Alinsky did not provide any evidence of wrongdoing by President Biden, nor did he provide any evidence at all that President Biden was involved in his family's business dealings, unquote. Now, you can make your own determination, but the computer, Hunter Biden's computer, backs up what Bob Alinsky said. But Raskin, no matter what you had, you get a videotape of Vice President Biden stuffing $100 bills in his jacket, and Raskin wouldn't believe it. Anyway, Bob Alinsky's lawyer, Stefan Pasatino, replies, Mr. Bob Alinsky will vigorously defend his honor, reputation, patriotism against all who choose to ignore the facts and deflect from the truth by issuing falsehoods and engaging in rank character assassination. Truth is coming, and those who choose to knowingly perpetuate false narratives by dishonestly attacking Mr. Bob Alinsky find themselves on the wrong side of history. Well, we'll see. We'll see. Okay, I believe that Joe Biden did enable his son and brother to make all this money. That's what I believe now. Okay? Could change. We'll see. Okay. Donald Trump wanted the case of Stormy Daniels' hush money case thrown out. Manhattan judge said no. What a shock. And the trial is now March 25th. The allegation is that Trump used corporate money to pay off Stormy Daniels. That's the allegation. Okay. Super Tuesday, by the way, is March 5th. On March 6th, this will be all over. Trump will have the nomination secured. So 3 weeks later, he has to march into Manhattan courtroom. I don't think he has to be there, but he'll be there somewhat to start this case. This is an interesting story. So last year, 2023, the Trump organization spent $51 million on legal fees, paying lawyers, $51 million, which preposterous, but that's what they did. Now, Super Political Action Committee is paying the bills. So when you give money to Trump, some of that money is diverted over to the Action Committee. And sometimes people will give the Action Committee money directly. All right. So the Action Committee has about $27 million left, which is going to evaporate. It's going to be $100 million that Trump's going to have to pay his lawyers to defend himself. Does that sound like a just legal system to you? You can bankrupt any American. Anybody can be bankrupted by an accusation. That's how bad this is. So Trump will continue to raise money, because people, the MAGA people, will support him with money. He's not going to run out, but it's just unbelievable. In Atlanta, Fulton County, Fannie Willis is going to get booted off this case. We went over this and over this and over this, but for those new people, Fannie Willis, DA, Fulton County, Atlanta, charging Trump, 19 others, with interfering with the Georgia presidential election in 2020. Okay, so Fannie hires a boyfriend, pays him an enormous amount of money, approaching $700,000, to investigate Trump. In the meantime, the boyfriend and Fannie go to Aruba. They go on a Royal Caribbean cruise. They go to California, and the boyfriend's picking up some of the tabs. And the case is, like, Fannie's paying the boyfriend, but the boyfriend's really paying Fannie because taking Fannie to all these vacations. Fannie's done. Okay, she's got to be taken off the case. And that will happen. You wait and see. So there was a hearing today. I don't know when the judge is going to make a ruling on this, but I assume it'll be fairly quickly. Border Patrol. This is amazing. So there's a terror watch list that the U.S. government, the FBI, it's there in Quantico, Virginia, okay? And on the terror watch list are people that U.S. intel believes are threats to you and to me. In the year 2017, the Border Patrol arrested two on a terror watch list illegally crossing the border. Two. Okay? Last year, Biden's third year, 172. These are the ones that were caught. You can imagine how many more got in. So, if there is a terror attack here, and it's traced to somebody crossing a Mexican border, Biden will be impeached and convicted. Just keep that in mind. It's a big if. But if that ever happens, okay. Something happening right now that you should know about is a migrant crime wave. So, thousands and thousands and thousands, probably hundreds of thousands of young men have gotten into the United States and they're running around unsupervised. Well, they're showing up in New York City in big numbers and they're committing crimes like crazy. There are gangs, Venezuelan gangs, El Salvadoran gangs, running around committing chaos here. So we don't have enough problems with our own criminals. Now we got to deal with the criminals that came across the border and the Biden administration's let them go. So let me give you an example. A guy named Darwin Gomez Esquil, 19 years old, okay? Attacks a cop in Times Square. They catch him. They let him out. No bail. Then he goes to Macy's in Queens and he steals stuff in Macy's. They catch him. They let him out. No bail. This is what's happening. He should have been deported the first time they arrested him. But New York is a sanctuary city. He doesn't turn him over to the feds. Doesn't call him. Just lets him out. How many crimes is this guy going to commit? This is one guy. I can give you 1,000 guys. And not many women either. It's guys. Now, this is reminiscent of the Carter administration, April 20th, 1980. All right, for those of you who are a certain age, Fidel Castro emptied his prisons in Cuba, put the convicts on boats, sent them to Florida. They were called Marielitos. Okay, they get here. They're allowed to stay here by the Carter administration. They run wild committing crimes in Dade County, Broward County, South Florida. Okay? Murder up 41% in the years following Carter allowing these people in, unsupervised. 41% murder rate goes up. Okay? And this was the basis of the movie Scarface with Al Pacino. Go.
What I try to tell you, this country, you got to make the money first. Then when you get the money, you get the power. Then when you get the power, then you get the woman. That's why you got to make your own moves.
Okay. Exactly the same thing going on now. Exactly. They're going to get into the narcotics. Now, just for me saying that, I'm a racist. Oh, you're racist. You're a racist. No, this is history. Geraldo Rivera. You remember Geraldo, right? Okay, so talk about a guy in cognitive decline. I wanted to show you what it really looks like. Just take a good look at Geraldo. Still got the best head of hair in the business, though. Got to give him that. And then you can thank your parents for that head of hair.
Mom, yep.
Here's my question for you. Election held tomorrow. You're a patriot. I mean, you vote. Biden, Trump. Who are you going to vote for?
Maybe neither. Maybe RFK Jr. I'm not sure that anti-vax stuff scares me, but I am absolutely never, ever going to vote for Donald Trump again. He totally dishonored his own record and his supporters, it seems to me, and the Constitution of the United States on January 6th and the days and weeks leading up to that infamous riot. He disqualified himself, I think, from ever, he should have, from ever seeking the high office again.
All right, that's to you, though. See, I see it differently. I think there's exculpatory evidence there that wouldn't affect my vote. I think there's enough exculpatory evidence on January 6th about what Donald Trump did or did not do that he hasn't, in my opinion, doesn't disqualify himself. But I respect your opinion, and there are millions of Americans who believe what you believe. But let's go over to the other side. I can't imagine you voting for Joe Biden four more years of this.
I did not vote for Joe Biden. I will not vote for him going forward. I respect him as a fellow sympathetic old man with a bad memory.
Why do you respect Joe Biden? Why?
Well, his service to the nation over generations.
Wait. He's reversed every position he's ever held. And one of the things that we're researching in my book, and we list them.
I appreciate the dark side, and I feel that there may be some truth to it, uneven treatment, Hunter, etc. But I really do believe that he's done a good job with the economy. I think that he's a patriot.
Working Americans are paying 17% more for the essentials of life, food, gas, insurance. And you think he's done a good job? When Trump left, it was 1.4% inflation. Come on.
Last time I looked, Bill, let me answer this. Last time I looked, it was 3.5%.
No, it's 17 for essentials of life. 17%.
I'll get to inflation, which gas now here in Ohio is $2.80. It's way down from its highs. Inflation now is approaching the target 2%. The economy, by all accounts, is going for a soft landing. I appreciate that we're at full employment, basically. More minorities working than ever before. The economy humming along. Yes, inflation has been very painful for people.
And we who ignited that inflation?
Donald Trump started it, pouring billions.
No, he didn't. It was 1.4 when he left. He didn't start it.
He injected billions of dollars, as you know, Bill, into the economy during the pandemic to stave off a recession. Biden followed suit and poured more billions of dollars. The economy simply could not absorb it. And so you had crazy inflation. But I think that Biden, the reason he's polling at 44%, I'm sorry if you hear my dog in the background, just got home. If Biden's polling 44 against Trump's 46, obviously almost half the country believe that he is the right choice.
I dispute that as well. That's an anti-Trump vote. That's why Biden's got elected in the first place. They voted against Trump, not for Biden.
I heard with great interest your take on Donald Trump shooting himself in the foot with the gratuitous.
Not in the foot. He shoots himself in the head.
And that, too, is a gratuitous attacks on Nikki Haley's husband who's serving
in
the National Guard in a very dangerous part of the world that I'm very familiar with, the Horn of Africa. And it reminded me of his attacks on John McCain. I have known him as you have, and we've had private meetings with the president together. We understand him. He's very charming, very charismatic. He's a great fan, very loyal. His excesses are beyond the pale.
All right, but let's get back to the original point. People aren't voting for Joe Biden. You may think he's done a good job on the economy. I think he's done a terrible job on the economy. I know when you have 3 years of people, working people, whose salary and real wages is the barometer of that. And under Biden, real wages are down, whereas they were up over 7% when Trump was in there. Despite all the spending and all of that, real wages were up more than 7%. We're talking about working poor, middle class people who can't absorb the kind of price rises that we've seen under Biden. So I'm basically a fact-based guy, and you know that. I always have been. I take emotion and ideology. I don't care about either party. I think they're both ridiculous. But you compare Trump's 4 years, and this is my last question, to Biden's three. Just policy, no COVID, none of that. Just policy. Border, Putin, Middle East, inflation, whatever it is. There's no comparison. There's no comparison historically between what Trump did in office and what Biden has done in office. Last word.
We speak about the cruelty of the special counsel's report on Joe Biden's senility, on his incapacity because of his age. And people are talking about the 25th Amendment being invoked, and they're talking a lot about Kamala Harris as the potential substitute replacement for Biden if he really can't finish out his term, or if he is reelected and ages out. All that may be true, but Donald Trump has become irrational. I mean, to say to the Russian president that come on, invade Europe.
He doesn't even know what he's saying. He's like Biden. That's the one thing
you can't be president and say things that you don't know what you're saying.
They both have that in common. There are times they don't know what they're saying. One more question I have that just popped into my mind. Would you vote for Kamala Harris?
I don't believe so. I don't think that she has distinguished herself at all as vice president. I think that she had an admirable run-up as district attorney, as attorney general, as senator from California, but as vice president, she's been a bomb. I mean, when she was assigned the border, I don't know, she went by, did a drive-by the southern border. It was embarrassing. Then ended up when the president of Guatemala and Mexico and so forth. She has not been effective at all. She's been a very, very much of a disappointment. Maybe I'm being unfair. Maybe she's doing things behind the scenes that I don't see. But I don't see how the American people would ever vote if she was
The party doesn't even want her, and that's the indicator. All right, so as it stands now, RFK Jr. has your vote.
Well, I have not disqualified him, although I was deeply moved by his family's very negative reaction to him ripping off, or his super PAC ripping off John F. Kennedy's
ad. I don't think that was RFK Jr.'s fault. I don't think he knew. I'm believing him.
I'm a little more cynical than
him. Yeah, I'm believing him there. But I could be wrong. Geraldo Rivera, everybody. Now, you just heard a pretty good debate with two old guys, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Two old guys, pretty good debate. All right?
Not bad.
You throw on cable TV tonight, you watch the guys that are 30 years younger. Ha! There you go. Okay, thanks, Geraldo. I appreciate it.
Okay, buddy.
Smart life. So I got... Everybody's frustrated with flying. I dread it. I dread going to the airport. I bet you do too. If it's not the TSA keeping you in a line for an hour, it's the airline not being on time, losing your luggage. I mean, it's just horrible. We have found a place where you can go if you get hosed. Because concierge members get a direct line to me, and I hope you explore that program. A lot of the concierge members, the airline did this to me, the airline did that to me. Where can I go? Where can I go? We got it for you. Airhelp.com. Airhelp, one word. AIRHELP.com. Airhelp.com. Write it down. You're going to need it. All right. According to Airhelp, here are the best airports, the five best in the USA. Sacramento, San Jose, Tucson, Arizona, Reno, Tahoe, Nevada, Savannah, Hilton Head, Georgia. Okay, Hilton Head's in South Carolina, but the airport's in Georgia. Here are the worst. Ready for the worst? Buffalo, Chicago, Des Moines, Grand Rapids, Gerald R. Ford Airport, Milwaukee. You would think that those are fair. Outside of Chicago, O'Hare is a mess. You know that. But the others are small. Okay, here's why they're the worst. Because flying into the mid-level cities or small cities, you got to connect. You can't connect. If you have to drive 3 or 4 hours. Say you live in Hartford, Connecticut, okay? And you want to go to the Caribbean. You're going to fly out of Hartford, you're going to have a problem. Because you got to change planes in New York or Philadelphia or wherever to get your direct flight to the Caribbean. Drive it. Train it. If you're waiting for a connection, man, anything happens. Weather, some guy doesn't show up for his shift, a JetBlue, whatever it may be, you're dead. First flight out is what you want in the morning because the plane has to be at the gate. First flight out, even if it's 5 a.m., get that flight. Take a nap. But if you're depending on connections to go anywhere, odds are you're going to get hosed. Okay, that is the Smart Life segment. John Stewart, I know a lot of you don't care about John, but he was on last night in his little comeback, only one day a week. Here's what he did.
How do you go on TikTok and end up looking older? So, yes, everyone spent the entire weekend talking about whether the Democratic choice for president is mentally up to the challenge of the world's most demanding job. So what was his opponent saying this weekend?
We have to win in November, or we're not going to have Pennsylvania. They'll change the name. They're going to change the name of Pennsylvania.
I can't believe I've lived in New Jersey this long and have been mispronouncing Pennsylvania.
I like Stewart. As long as he keeps doing both sides. Here is the final thought of the day. So we want to be very entertaining on BillO'Reilly.com. So this weekend, we're going to have a special message of the day. We have a column on Sunday. We're also going to have, and this is for everybody, you don't have to be a member, go in there, O'Reilly Around the World Picture Gallery. From my career, I've been to 86 countries. And we'll give you a little sample now of what you're going to see there. We got a whole bunch posted. There I am. In front of the Sphinx in Egypt. Now, not many people know this, but most of the pharaohs who are buried were wearing Notre Dame caps when they died. So that's why I have that on there. And then we're going to go to the east, Saigon. That was an amazing adventure when I was over there. And finally, a little R&R in the Turks Caicos. Beautiful water. Love that. Water. Okay. We have about, I don't know, 30, 35 pics of me everywhere, all over the place. So that is free, BillO'Reilly.com. We hope you check it out. We thank you very much for watching and listening to us this evening. We will see you on Monday. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.